The text and the call to our attention this Lord's Day comes to us from our Old Testament lesson for the day, from Exodus chapter 3, particularly the second verse. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush was burning, yet it was not consumed. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Several weeks ago, in one of Jesus' many parables, he encouraged us through that parable to be persistent. He encouraged us to approach God with persistence in our prayers. And I guess it should not surprise us that whenever God encourages us to any characteristic, it is a characteristic that he himself first possesses. After all, God ultimately is in the business of encouraging us to be more like him, since we have been made in his image and have been redeemed to that end. So how exactly is God persistent? Well, God is persistent in bringing about his salvation. He does not yield. He is not distracted. He lets nothing stand in his way. God indeed created perfection back in the Garden of Eden, and his intention was that humanity should live there with him forever. And of course, we know what happened. That crafty old snake spoke, the woman listened, the man quickly followed. And you know, at that point, God could have given up. He could have simply left them there and never came back. But God is persistent. He does not yield. He is not distracted. He lets nothing stand in his way. And so God continued to walk with the sons of men. And eventually, in the course of time, he chose a man named Abraham to reveal his promises to. He told him about what would come. He told him of a great nation, a great people, blessed by God in every way. Once again, we know what happened. Disobedience towards God, betrayal even between brothers, slavery in Egypt. And God could have given up. He could have left them there in Egypt to simply work their way into non-existence. But God is persistent. He does not yield. He is not distracted. He lets nothing get in his way. And so he called Moses. We heard the account of this calling in our Old Testament lesson for the day. God appeared to Moses in a burning thistle bush. You see, the sight itself was as powerful as the words which God spoke. For the image that Moses beheld of that burning thistle bush was indeed a picture of Israel itself, a dried up plant, burning away in the fires of Egypt, but yet not consumed. Yes, it was a very powerful image, and one that caught Moses' attention right away. And no doubt it should still today catch our attention. For the picture of the burning bush is a picture of the persistence of God. Indeed, God showed us in that bush how he deals with humanity. For you see, a bush on fire should be consumed. And humanity that continues in its sinful ways should also be consumed by a just God. For just as God allowed that bush to burn and burn, yet not be consumed, he also allows humanity not to suffer the ultimate destruction that it merely begs for through its disobedience. Yes, that burning bush was ultimately a lesson in the grace of God, in his long-suffering nature with his people. God made clear this object lesson as he began to speak. He told Moses that indeed he had heard the cries of his people in slavery and planned to do something about it. And what was he to do? Well, he was to send Moses to the Pharaoh. Yes, God told Moses that he would use him to bring the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt. And Moses says, sorry, think you might have the wrong God. And when Moses spoke those words, God could have given up. He could have said, if my people won't even respond and work with me when I tell them that I'm bringing them salvation, maybe I should just forget about all of this. But God could not, for he is persistent. He does not yield. He is not distracted. He lets nothing stand in his way. And so instead of leaving Moses, he reminded him instead that he would go with him. He promised him success, promising him that one day Moses would pray upon the very mountain he was standing. He even granted him, right after our text, a staff that would turn into a snake as a sign of his being sent by God. And indeed, we know that Moses was used by God to deliver those Israelites out of the land of Egypt. Yes, out of Egypt and into freedom. But then again, we know how that story went too. Free of slavery, the Israelites took up grumbling. Handed the very words of God in stone, they worshipped idols, promised the good land. They cowered at the reports of the giants living there. And yes, God persisted. Given victory in the promised land, the Israelites failed to follow the instructions given to destroy their enemies completely. Ruled by a perfect and divine king, they demanded a human ruler instead. Given a beautiful temple in which to be heard, they worshiped wherever and whoever they felt like. And yet, God persisted. He sent prophets to warn them that if they continued in this path, they would go into exile. And yet they persisted in evil. He begged for them to repent, and yet they rebelled. He desired to save. But from the looks of it, they desired destruction. But yet God persisted. For he does not yield. He is not distracted. He lets nothing stand in his way. Yes, even through the time of exile, even through the silent period between the Old Testament and the New, yes, all the way until that star shone bright over Bethlehem, God persisted. He persisted through the mockery. He persisted through the scheming. He persisted even through the cross and through the nail. God persisted. For he is persistent about bringing his salvation. He does not yield. He is not distracted. He lets nothing stand in his way. And today we must gather here to thank him that that is the case. Because it is through his persistence, through his continuing to deal with people through thousands of years who did nothing but rebel against him and his ways, that we are gathered here this morning. For indeed, God's need for persistence in bringing salvation didn't end Good Friday. It didn't even end on Easter morning. For you see, even when dealing with the early church, God had to continue to be persistent. Christ had died for all, and yet the church questioned whether those Gentiles could truly be included in God's salvation plan. He revealed to the people that salvation was by grace alone. And yet many in the early church returned time and time again to the law to try to find their security. God revealed himself in the flesh. And yet time and time again, Christ's divinity was questioned by the people. And yet God persisted. This sermon today is not just about giving you a run through Bible history, but it is also given to you as a revelation of the reality that you and I live in this day. For you see, God claims us as his own through baptism. And then how often do we fail to live in his identity? How often do we refuse fully to belong to anyone else other than ourselves? God takes away all of our sins, and time again we return to them. God takes us into new creations, and yet we often would rather dwell in our old identity as sinners. And yet, also with us, God persists. He does not yield. He is not distracted. He lets nothing get in his way. No, God suffers long with you and with me in order that he can rejoice long with us on that last day. Yes, our God is persistent in bringing to us salvation. He goes through all of our sin and still accomplishes his aim. But that truth can never be a reason to live in sin. The fact that God has persisted with us despite our sin is the very reason why we should now leave sin behind. How can we, whom God has so tirelessly sought out with salvation, go on sinning any longer? You see, that is what the burning bush was all about. The burning bush was more than just a miracle. It was a miraculous picture of the persistence of God, a picture of how the people of God, who should be burned up because of their sin, are not consumed because of God's grace and his mercy. Yes, the burning bush is a picture of a God who persists in bringing his salvation. For he is a God who did it back in the Garden of Eden after the first sin. He is a God who did it in the wilderness during the time of the Exodus. He is a God who did it on that cross at Calvary. And he is a God who still, to this very day, continues to be persistent with you and with me. So stop today, if but for a moment, and behold the miraculous sight of the burning bush which is not consumed. Look into the flames and notice how that bush does not burn. For if you look close enough and long enough, you will see in those flames the grace of God. You will see his persistence to stay. You will see Jesus. Amen.